There is an old saying that the same man never crossed the same river twice. The man is bound to be a little different on his second crossing. He is at least a little older and more experienced. For one thing, he knows more about crossing rivers. Also, the river is not quite the same. It may be much higher or lower than it was when the man crossed it before. It would be impossible for the man to find and pass through or over just the same water he crossed earlier. This old saying occurs to one who contemplates the manifold meanings words have. No word is ever used twice in just the same sense. The matter is perplexing in the extreme, and we need not go into it here. But it is a well-known fact that many words, especially those that are old in the language, have more than one clearly recognizable meaning. One of the most important things a lexicographer has to do is to record the meanings of words. He has the task of arranging these meanings in the order he thinks will be of most help to those who use his work. Different editors solve this problem of arrangement in different ways. In the preface to your dictionary, you will find some indication of the plan that has been followed in arranging the meanings. In some dictionaries, the meanings are arranged as far as possible in the order in which they arose. In those dictionaries, the first meanings given are the earliest a word is known to have had, and the more modern meanings come later. The arrangement of meanings is difficult, no matter what plan is used. Students not instructed about this aspect of dictionaries sometimes suppose that the first meanings given for a word is the most common one, but that is not always the case. The only safe course is to examine the preface to your dictionary to see what plan has been followed. Many of those who consult a dictionary search through the meanings, often in haste, hoping to find the one in which they are interested, or one that will satisfy their immediate need. Such a method is not to be recommended. Such fluttering about leaves not much of information and interest in the mind of the searcher. The most fruitful way to approach the meanings is by way of etymologies. Many times the etymology will illuminate not only a particular meaning, but all the meanings a word has, and will show the way to related words and their meanings. For example, clinic is from a Greek word meaning a bed, and the meanings of the word, and those of its derivatives and combinations, stem from this significance. Longitude is based upon a Latin word for long, and this sense colours all its meanings. The same is true of latitude, from a Latin word for broad, and indeed of many others.